Blog Talk Radio.
With Bonnie Albers on air, and we have a fabulous show for you today. But I howled at the moon. I know I have my fabulous, famous astrologist Ron Cole on the line with me, and I know I probably hurt his ears because the moon is the next sign. It's my ruler of Cancer, and the moon's coming up next, and we have a full moon on Friday that I'm not going to be here with, but it's going to be a cool moon, and now I'm smiling because the sun is where I'm at. So, Ron, hi!
I can tell you're a moon rule person when you howled at the moon.
Oh, I had to do that for you, Ron, because I figured I took my clothes off on the last one. Now I don't know what else to do, so I'm going to howl at the moon for us. But I just have to tell you, this song is so perfect for you and Kelly. I picked that, handpicked it, actually asked you guys, and you loved it. But it's got so much meaning for all of us, especially because it's Astro Wednesday. And if that isn't the coolest sign, you can take your clothes off. You can howl at the moon. You can, you know, the seventh house is all about relationships and partners. I mean, what a song.
I agree with you. What a song. And it is just perfect for this show.
I know. I think so, too. But let me tell everybody about the show first. Hi, again, I'm Bonnie Albers. You can reach me. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. Please like us on Blog Talk. You'll get all of our updates. And also, we're on archive, so you can listen to the archive should you be on or want to even listen, because Ron does teach a lot of stuff on Wednesday, even in the half an hour, today an hour that he's going to be on. So if you want, you can go right into the archives. Just like us and you'll be able to get in there. Also, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Bonnie Mosenter Albers. And like me and I will like you back. You'll get all of our updates on the shows. You'll also see that my birthday, which is Ron's birthday too, is 7/14. And it's coming up, and I know I tell you all, I start about 6 weeks ahead of time. I was a little early this year to tell everybody that that is my birthday. I'm going to rock 16 this year. Yay! So, and I think Ron's a little older than me, but, you know, I won't give his age away. So anyway, also, I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor and a therapist. My specialty is love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and I am a psychic spirit medium, of which, oh my goodness, if I told you all today, and Ron, you haven't heard this, but thank goodness, I've had a lot of spirit with me, even through your house that I went through the other day, or the house you're staying, and I went into the bank this morning, and I just got hit by spirit, and I love it so much that I had to give messages in the bank. I think they didn't want to give me my money, but, you know, then they knew who I was, and of course they did. But I love being a spirit medium. I'm also a psychic. So, you know, yeah, I do, you know, feel spirit, but I also know things. So, you know, don't hesitate on Monday or Tuesday when I'm on with Susan. You know that because we always rock that. But anyway, you can reach me by email, balbers714@aol.com. I do a lot of counseling, so I incorporate my counseling with my psychic ability. Ron Cole is our astrologist that is so famous. He just rocks my socks. He's on for the first hour, and then Kelly Coulter, which is, she's awesome with her Atlantean life and birth cards, which kind of correlates with exactly what Ron does. It has all the planets or cards in certain areas of your life. So we have a great Astro Day. And Ron, please tell everybody what you do and what you offer and how to get a hold of you.
Well, Bonnie, I'm going to be celebrating an anniversary myself in June, in just about exactly 1 month. It'll be 43 years since I started studying astrology, and I hardly can believe it. It was June of 1971. I enrolled in my first class at an astrology university, an accredited teaching university, and I've been doing this work ever since. It is absolutely fascinating. Astrology is the study of life cycles and the timings of life events. And it is incredibly interesting when you see it applied to the individual people. So what I do is clients contact me through my email, provide me with their city of birth, date of birth, and time of birth. Now, why is that needed? Because you set up an exact mapping of what the sky conditions look like on that location, that date, that time, when that person was born, when that person took their first breath. And that is their natal chart. And stays with them from first breath to last breath. It is a guidance system, a grid system that helps them understand their life. So if anyone is interested, I'll be happy to answer your questions. I'll be happy to take your birth information and set up appointments. You can reach me at this email, livingastro@aol.com.
You are, it is so worth it, because I've got a update coming up, Ron, and every year I do it. Actually, with you, I do it every 6 months. But everybody, that is really important. I think we went over that the other day. I do a progression, because you can do that whole chart. I get so amazed by it. I don't even, you know, by the time I remember, I can't remember. So if he can do it in 6 month blocks for me, what's coming up, I love it. And then I can plan what I, you know, if there's a good month that maybe I want to travel or do anything, I always look, and Ron always fills me in. He also lets me get an overview of what the year will look like. This is a great year for me. So I'm really excited to have my progression, you know, coming up. And I want to do it on the day that is exact, the minute that I was born, because I think that's too cool. So, Ron, you're going to have to look into that for me. But anyway, I do want to tell everybody that Ron, he does such a great job at teaching. You know, you can go to an astrologist and they hand you your chart and they tell you you're this, you're that, you can do this, you can do that. But Ron actually teaches you about what to look at. And then when you go back, you kind of know. So if anybody is looking to do their chart, their family chart, we have an interesting couple weeks coming up. I'm going to let you know, because we're going to do a chart. We're going to do her husband's chart. And then we're going to do a combined chart. So if you've ever wanted to know what you and your mate look like, Ron can do that too. So another avenue that Ron does, and you'd have to have your birth chart done first, but he has a lot of famous people, doctors, lawyers, and again, people that, you know, we can't name, who will call them if they need surgery or they're going to start something new or buy something. It's not that they live by every word, but what they want is a general idea. You know, if Mercury is in retrograde, which we know it is, you might not want to sign for your house, but you might want to wait till it's done, only because it makes things smoother. So that's kind of a really interesting part of what Ron does for a lot of his clients that he's had for years and years. And I thank you, Ron, because I'm one of those clients. And I just wanted to tell people another, my girlfriend had foot surgery, a friend of Ron's too, and she called him and he gave her 3 dates. That, you know, hey, these are the good dates. Well, let me tell you, that foot surgery went so well. It is gorgeous. It looks great. And she had no problems. So in the next foot, she told me, I think she's due in September. She'll be calling you, Ron, for some dates. So again,
okay. I'm ready.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's just, well, actually, I think she's coming in for her progression, too. So again, astrology can offer you so many things that this is only a little small part of what Ron does. You really, I mean, if you could give a gift or you know, actually wanted yours in depth, because 30 minutes is nothing for Ron. You're looking at a 2-hour reading. And then you get to hear it, because he sends it to you via email in like a folder. And you can then hear it for the rest of your life, if you feel like it, with your chart. So again, livingastro@aol.com. That's my buddy Ron. Today, I've got to tell you, I know there's so much happening in the skies, but I do have to tell you, Ron, yesterday, Mercury really was retrograde for me and a lot of people. And in Philadelphia, all the electric went out for the city of Ardmore. So, and
that's large,
even,
really.
Yeah, even their police department. But my computer died, and it was at 100%. And all of a sudden, I get a notice that it's 1%. Boom, the show. Thank goodness I call in from a different computer and I look at the show and I run the show from another computer. The part that I called in that would have shut the show down, but it was the other computer. But it was brand spanking 100% charged. So Mercury, thank you. And we all blame Mercury retrograde for a lot of things. And so, Ron, I don't know what you wanted to start with today, but I know there's a lot happening. You have a full moon on the 13th, which is Friday the 13th, which doesn't happen, I think, forever, that there would be a Friday the 13th full moon. So, yeah, we've got...
Here. I have a lot to talk about. Yes, Mercury is retrograde. It turned retrograde this past Saturday, and it is retrograding currently in Cancer, and on Tuesday, 6 days from now, it's going to retrograde back into Gemini, and it's going to keep going backwards, backwards, backwards until July 1st. And as we enter in July, Mercury will stop retrograding, go direct, as we say it in astrology. And you know, Bonnie, I've had so many comments from people about Mercury retrograde. It's kind of gotten into the lexicon of the world society and understanding of astrology, but it has gotten into the lexicon in such heightened ways. I've had people tell me that, oh, Mercury's retrograde, they can't do anything. Mercury's retrograde, they have to stay in bed and pull the covers over their heads. I've had people actually go to that extreme. And I explained to them that there is an altered energy from a planet when it is retrograde. And it does have a different characteristic to it. But don't live in fear of it, because Mercury goes retrograde 3 times a year. And when it does, it stays in retrograde 3 weeks each time. So that's 9 weeks a year that Mercury is retrograde. Now, here's how we have to kind of understand this. Mercury rules in astrology the mind, the thinking power of the mind, the intelligence of the human being, their IQ, their decision-making, their analytical side, everything that deals with thought processing. It also deals with selling, teaching, writing, authorship, lecturing, counseling, advice giving. And so it is the planet of communication. So when it goes retrograde, communication has an altered character to it. Now, it is rather good astrology advice, Bonnie, to tell people that if Mercury is retrograde, it is probably better that they do not buy a new car, a new house, a new computer, a new flat-screen television, because they're going to end up having some kind of problems with it, or it won't last too long in their house. For example, if you buy a new car under a retrograde, you may end up having problems with it, and you will not have that car very long. It will be turned into another car, sold and released. If you buy a house under a Mercury retrograde, no matter what your future plans are, you will not live in that house for very long. And that you will also tend to have a lot of issues that you don't notice, perhaps plumbing issues, electrical issues, roof issues, you know, things that may not be seen at the time of the purchase. TVs, computers, electrical appliances, they could be prone to lightning damage or computers glitches if you buy them under the Mercury retrograde. Now, I've had people challenge me, and they said, all right, there's a stack of computers, if they use that term, in a shop. And one day Mercury's retrograde, the next day it's no longer retrograde. Do you mean to tell me that if you go into that shop and pick a computer on the day Mercury's retrograde and take it home, you're going to have problems with it, but the next day you go into that shop, pick up a computer, and it's going to be okay? Well, in many ways that's actually true. You don't want to acquire something new that's of great importance for you, like a computer, like a house, like a car, when Mercury is retrograde, because you're either going to have glitches with it or it's going to be impermanent in your life.
Well, now, can I ask?
Well,
you know what? I don't get it, because I think that was a good, you know, thing. You could see all these cars sitting on the lots, and then you see all the computers in stores. So how that, you know, I never thought about that, but, you know, I probably bought my house in Mercury retrograde, because everything that could go wrong I have replaced in this house. So maybe people just don't think about it, but tell me, why would, if all the cars are sitting out there and you picked a car, a Mercury retrograde, but you picked the same car when it went direct, that it would be okay? Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's actually not necessarily the same car. If you go to a parking lot when Mercury is retrograde, a car sales lot, let's say, not parking lot, and you buy a car when it's retrograde, you will tend to be drawn to the car and make the purchase and transaction with the car that will have some built-in issues with it or built-in problems. But when you go on the day or any days when Mercury is direct, you tend to go to more powerful, lasting, quality cars. There is truth to that, as crazy as it sounds. Years ago, we used to have VCRs, and they used to have them stacked up in big piles, the video cassette recorder. And the days Mercury was retrograde, the people who bought those video cassette recorders would have problems with them or have issues with their operation. And the days Mercury had stopped retrograding and was non-retrograde, they went in and bought a perfectly normal, quality-orientated, good-acting VCR. It means that there is an altered energy. Now, it is true. The receptive cycles in our brain are receiving Mercury's energy in a different or altered way right now than we would receive it the weeks of the year when Mercury is not retrograde.
Now I get it.
It does affect our decision-making. And a lot of people have more, do I make? Or sometimes A, B, C, D, E, which choice do I make? I'm more confused in making that choice when Mercury's retrograde. Other times people get more locked up in details and they get into that concept of analysis paralysis where they're analyzing something to the point where they're paralyzed and confused about making that decision. And it's more easy to fall into that issue when Mercury is retrograde. So it is not evil. People have kind of given me this image in the lexicon of the world that, Mercury is retrograde, and that's very, very evil, and that's very, very bad. And that's why the issue of people wanting to stay in bed and pull the covers over their heads. Well, in reality, the Mercury retrograde actually has an altered way of energizing. Sometimes people could be writing a book, writing, flowing with words. Mercury turns retrograde in the sky, and they suddenly go into a dry cycle in which they're sitting there thinking, analyzing, trying to figure out what to write next and where they're going with this story. And that's the kind of stuff that happens when Mercury retrogrades. Things tend to not be permanent in our lives if we acquire them under a Mercury retrograde, and we tend to have more problems making decisions, and we tend to have more glitches in the media. Watch news reporters. Now, this isn't everyone in every station, but they tend to make more flubs or blunders on the air when Mercury's retrograde. There tends to be more mistakes, presented on the air. So,
well, you know what, Ron?
That's part of Mercury's energy.
Well, you know what, Ron? That must be why Susan couldn't hear yesterday. So I'll have to tell her that it wasn't her hearing. It was actually Mercury retrograde. But,
yeah, just tell her, Susan. It was a Mercury retrograde show. You had that as the issue. Now, it isn't always going to be true that when Mercury goes direct, it's just like the hand of God lifts all the confusion. Sometimes it takes a little while because we've been in a period of 3 weeks of that altered energy, and now the energy, bing, is back to its normal way of being. Now, there are good things, Bonnie and listeners, for Mercury retrograde. Number one, contact people you haven't been in touch with for a long time. You will have this as the way to reconnect. If you haven't heard from so-and-so for years, pick up the phone, get on the computer, email them, connect with people from the past. And many people in sales work repeatedly tell me this, Bonnie, that when Mercury is retrograde, they love it because all kinds of clients from the past reconnect with them and make purchases. In other words, people they may not have heard or seen from in 5 years will suddenly contact them and say, oh, I want to buy now, or I need to buy something right at this time. So they kind of like it because Mercury retrograde is interconnections from people from the past. Another thing is, if you have a messy house or a messy desk or something, Mercury retrograde is the best condition to go through and make the desk all in order. Throw stuff out you don't need, file stuff, put things back in organization. The same thing for a house. If a person has a really messy house, the Mercury retrograde timing is the best period when you could go and put stuff in order. So there is good to this. And if people have, let's say, issues with a family member, let's say they haven't spoken to their sister or their brother for years, it is really good during the Mercury retrograde to take the initiative and call them or contact them, because that's the interconnection from someone from your past. Even if you've had hard feelings, hurt feelings, you can bridge that gap when Mercury is retrograde. So there are good things to this positioning of the planet.
Well, you know what, Ron? I only want to just tell everybody, because I, you know me, in my mind, everyone, because I'm a love, romance, all kinds of things. Don't contact your old boyfriend unless you know he is single and he wants to hear from you, because that's the first thing I thought of, that everybody's going to contact their old sweetheart or love. Just make sure if you do that they're not attached. That's all I got to say.
That's a very good point, Bonnie. Now, there could be some sort of strings attached. If you want to contact your old boyfriend and he's married and he has a bunch of children, that's not a good time to do it ever.
Right. That's right. And I've got to tell you that I just want to say hello to everybody in chat. And hi, Candy. I'm so sorry. I can't write, chat, talk, and listen at the same time. But I do want to say hi to everybody in chat. Also to let you know that we're going to move right on, but today, you know, every once in a while we take a breather. Today, Ron is going to be with us until Kelly gets here, and we are taking questions from chat, only general questions, like if you want to ask about a planet or something that you already know in your sign. So don't hesitate, Kelly's in chat, to ask her. She'll interrupt me. And I don't know if I'll let her. I might have to mute her, but I will let the question come through, because Ron is just going to bang out anything today that you have in the any sky, planet, sign, anything you want to know. But
now,
so,
I
okay,
must
Ron,
tell people, you do not have readings like you do from psychics and intuitives and people who do other forms of metaphysical spiritual work with astrology. Astrology delineates. It doesn't read. So, in other words, I cannot tell anybody what's coming up in their future or timing, dates, when am I going to meet so-and-so, unless I have their completed chart in front of me, and that's the way I use it to delineate those questions. So if someone calls up and says, I'm a Gemini, what's going to happen to me this next year? I don't know, because
yeah.
I don't have their chart. And the fact that, and I'm going to say this again, because I've said this on past shows, Bonnie, please, everyone, stop relying on those sun sign columns that you see in newspapers, even on the computer, magazines, you know, Aries and then Taurus, and that's nonsense. That is so detrimental to the pure, true science of astrology. First of all, that's the sun. That's only where the sun was at the time of your birth. That does not take into consideration the whole chart, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, all the way through Pluto. None of that is looked at. Second, to say, I'm a Gemini, what's going to happen to me today? It's like there are millions of people born under Gemini. The only thing they have in common is that they have the sun in Gemini, and the rest of their charts are completely different. So it is not going to be advantageous to rely on those. They really can sometimes appear to work, but the astrologer who's writing that is basing the moon's position for that day and how it's affecting the 12 signs and may hit once in a while, but believe me, the danger of those sun sign columns is they perpetuate in the mind of the people of the world. That's what astrology is. And I want you all to know, you aren't just your sun sign. You aren't just that sign that you say, I'm born under. You are the complete chart, including what sign was rising or coming up over the eastern horizon in your birth city and what areas of the wheel or houses, as we call them, where your planets are at. And the angular relationships between planet to planet is a very complex thing. Astrology is not just a very simplistic thing. Boy, does it take a while to learn. And
you've been in school
pull a little bit of hair out when you're studying it, because it is very, very detailed.
Yeah, it's very into math, and I could never do it. Like I told everybody, I bought the Idiot's Guide to Astrology, and I still can't get through the third page, so and I'm not an idiot. But you know what I was going to say, Ron? Everybody finds it fun. If they do, that's great. I know that everybody, you know, says, are you a Cancer? No. Ron and I are both the same birthdays, and I can tell you he's probably got more of one thing than I have, because I really never, although we both love the home. I love every home. So whereas most Cancers love their home, I love every home I'm in, as long as somebody takes care of me, feeds me, cleans up before me, and it's a beautiful location. So, you know, yeah, it's interesting that I never really related to my sun sign, but I do relate to my to where all my planets are in Leo, and I do relate to my my the rising, the ascendant sign, which for me is Sagittarius.
Right.
Sag, I just love. It's my sun. Leo, I have, what, 5 or 6 planets in Leo. If I look at anything, I try to tend to look towards that. But everybody likes reading, you know, what they are. But just do know that if you don't fit into that category, like I don't feel bad, because really it's not taking the full picture, you know, of you. It's like a snapshot that's missing pieces. So, you know what, Ryan? Oh, you're welcome. And you know what? I so love to read those columns. I almost read all of them, so it doesn't matter, because I think, oh, I always think I'm an Aries in the first house. Not, but I do read that. So anyway, I do want to talk about another thing everybody's been asking me about is Friday the 13th. We've got coming up this week. And Friday the 13th is on a full moon. How is that?
Well, that is a pretty interesting combination. We don't get that very often. The full moons are occurring towards the middle of the month in the time we are at now in 2014. And the full moons are around 28 days from each other. So that means they're covering or occurring somewhere in the middle of the month. Excuse my parrots in the background. I'm sorry if that noise is getting on the air. And it just happens that this month we have the full moon in Sagittarius. Now, any time you have a full moon, it is going to be in the sign opposite the sign of the sun. And we know that the sun is in Gemini. In fact, it's going to stay in Gemini till summer starts around June 21st. And here comes this full moon on the 13th of June, and the moon is in Sagittarius, the sign 6 signs away or opposite to Gemini. And that means that even though the sun is in Gemini, we are registering this full moon as being in Sagittarius. And, in fact, it's going to be at 22 degrees Sagittarius, 6 minutes. And let me just do a little quickie here with math. It's going to be about 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:13 in the morning Eastern time. So it'll be earlier as we go to the west, of course. So that's the exact minute of the full moon. So what's interesting is this is the one and only Sagittarius full moon of the year. And every sign of the zodiac has its one and only full moon. And this is the full moon that's interesting for traveling, for thinking about traveling, planning vacations, planning a cruise, planning to go to Europe, planning to go far away. This is a very exotic full moon because it involves Jupiter, and that's the ruler of Sagittarius and its principle of expansion. This is also a very restless full moon because Sagittarius has a lot to do with the hips and therefore movement and jogging and action and travel and kineticness. This is a full moon that is very connected to deep philosophical thinking, the higher use of the mind. Now, you're probably thinking, well, isn't Mercury screwing up the mind? Well, Sagittarius is the sign that deals with philosophy, that deals with philosophical ideas and philosophers and philosophical thinking. And it is also the sign of upper-level education. So this is a very, very good full moon for those of you that are in the position of your life to think about entering university or college. Very good around Friday to be thinking about college or putting in the application for where you want to go, or applications, or make a decision about where you want to go in your future. That's because that full moon does so much to deal with where, even though it's occurring in June, where you will eventually be educated from and with, and what types of study you will be having. That's another thing. Even if you are in college but you're not completely sure about your major, that's a very good time to decide upon and center in on a major, the type of study that you want and the type of future career you want to go into as a result of your college education.
Well, you know
so
what,
it's
Ron,
a fun full moon. It's a joyous full moon.
I know. I just love Sagittarius. I just think it's the most fun. It's fun-loving. It does have its other side. But the side that I love so much, and believe me, I even love the other side because I have a son that's a Sagittarius. But I've got to tell you, I want to study at the Arthur Findlay School for Metaphysics and Physical Science. so much, and it's in England. I just, excuse me, I just can't get there. And I hope.
Don't
I
they
mean,
have a in courses, Bonnie, on the computer to study, or is it a requirement to be in person?
Well, you know, part of it, Ron, and you know, the school looks like the Hogwarts school. It actually is over 100 years old, or maybe it's 1,000 years old. You got to look online, but it is where everybody goes. Like all the famous people that you know that might be your, you know, like, you know, I'm not really into movie stars, but I am into metaphysics stars. So I, you know, anybody like, again, who was going to be on the show and is coming in September, Mark Anthony, he's taking courses there. You get to see, and you've got to be tested. In order to take anything besides the beginner's course, you have to go to a board, and they have to decide whether you can then take the intermediate courses or the advanced courses, which is so cool for me because then they don't want you sitting in a group if you're a beginner with one of the advanced people, because then that advanced person actually starts teaching you. And what they want is for that advanced person to keep advancing. So I think that's a cool, you know, a cool way to look at it. I'd probably be a neophyte at the baby level, but you'd probably be all in the advanced level. So we wouldn't be able to be in class anyway together. But I'm dying to go.
I would be in the field of astrology now, Bonnie. That's my directives in life. I can't say I have properties of interest in other things.
Well, you know what? They have a list of subjects, just like college, and when their courses are taught. You ought to go looking, Ron, because I'm telling you, if this year is travel, I'm headed there. I'm really hoping that I get to go.
And it also involves travel. See, Bonnie, traveling. You know, Sagittarius is a fun sign. It's ruled by Jupiter, which is the planet that is the bringer of humor, jolly, wit, the bringer of optimism and joy. So while it is that restless energy of a normal full moon, it's a fun full moon. It's a happy full moon. But there is one danger. Jupiter can overdo. It can give, and not know when to put on the brakes. So the one problem with this full moon could be overindulgence in eating, in drinking, in doing anything that could be excessive, gambling. So you want to be careful to be centered. So if you are doing some kind of pursuit of enjoyment, you are not going to step over the line, overdo it, and get into that problem. That's one of the few facets of this full moon that could have a negative effect.
Well, does that mean that if I go out with you today, Ron and I live in the same town, thank goodness, because he's a very close friend of mine, and we're going to an Italian restaurant. Does that mean that I can only eat one cannoli and not two? Because I don't understand it.
Overeat like crazy today. We're not at the full moon yet.
Okay. All right. Well, can you talk more about that? I'm going to do that, Ron. I know I rock pizza and cannolis for everybody. But go ahead and talk more about the full moon and why it's so weird, because everybody's been asking me and saying that a full moon on a Friday is rare in itself.
Well, Friday the 13th has, of course, all the stigma about being an unlucky day and everything from black cats and unlucky things and walking under a ladder and superstition. All of that has been associated with Friday the 13th. It's always like, be careful, it's Friday the 13th.
Ooh, well, I love
what's
it.
Also interesting is this is a full moon on Friday the 13th, so it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to make that superstitious side of that date expanded. It just means that some people will connect it in their mind and consider it fearful. They fear Friday the 13th. They fear things happening on that day, and they say, oh, no, and on top of it, we have a full moon. And so they will make it in their mind a very bad or unpleasant thing. Friday the 13th may or may not have any more fear energy with it than other dates, probably more because in people's minds in the world, it's an unlucky day. And then here comes the full moon, and they may always think of full moons and werewolves and things like that. And then they'll think, oh, this is going to really be an issue. But it's kind of interesting. This is a fun full moon, a full moon that is at the beginning of the weekend, and a full moon of go out and enjoy yourself and think and plan and look at things in your future like education and trips. So I would look at the full moon as joyous and de-emphasize the Friday the 13th date.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron. And
you know, Bonnie, the ancient people only knew the sun and moon as lights in the sky. They nicknamed them the lights. The moon as a light, the sun a light. But they considered every other point in the sky a star, other than maybe a comet. And they even called that a hairy star. The ancient people looked and saw stars sitting fixed in the same placements, but they noticed some stars were moving and wandering. They called them the wanderers or the wandering stars. Well, those ended up being our planets. And we still, in today's world, call planets stars. For example, Venus. We'll sometimes say Venus now is a morning star, or at other times it's an evening star. You'll say in the paper, oh, Venus is now an evening star. You'll see it after the setting of the sun. Or actually, that's not what's going on today. Today it's a morning star. It rises before the sun. It will be glowing quite brightly in the eastern sky before the sun lights up the sky. And we still call it a star from ancient times. But actually, it's a planet. We don't say Venus is an evening planet or a morning planet. That seems awkward in lexicon of today's thinking. The ancient people thought certain stars moved, and they studied those stars. And those stars really were the planets, and they began looking at those planets, our stars, as they were in certain alignments or placements when people were born. And from that, they developed an understanding of this complexity of astrology. And for a long time, they did not know that there were bodies in our own solar system outside of us that were moving around the sun like we were. So it's very interesting how astrology has evolved over centuries. The old thing we were taught in school is shepherds in fields would lay at the quiet of the night and study the sky, and they made up the names of the constellations, and they saw things moving, and that's where astrology came from. Well, that's really not true. Wandering stars, which are planets, became very much known to people, whether they were shepherds in fields or not, and they became known to the very intelligent priestly class of the society so involved. The other thing that's interesting, Bonnie, is that comets, when they appeared, you know how they have that long tail, they even called those stars. They called them hairy stars because they thought that that tail of the comet were long strands of hair attached to that moving star.
Well, you know what, Ron? I guess they didn't have shavers back then. What do you think?
It's a good thing they didn't. Now, comets were considered bad omens. When they appeared, something bad is going to happen. The king is going to be murdered. War will break out. This and this will happen. And they've gotten a very negative reputation in astrology throughout all of history. Now, that may be true for a comet. I'm not saying that's the case. Eclipses in some ancient cultures were considered fearful, but in others they were considered empowering. And when you look at people's charts, if an eclipse hits something in their chart, boy, is that good. That's very lucky for them because it can open up doorways and create new directions in their life.
Well, you know what? Did you look and see where my eclipses are, Ron? Because this year I am going to rock fame. So I hope it has actually hit my house of, what is that? Is it the 8th or the 11th house of fame and notoriety and TV? 10th house. See, I don't even know, I should, but the 10th house. I hope that the eclipse hits my 10th house and activates everything in there, which I don't think I have anything. But you know what? I'm going to rock it anyway. But
we did have two eclipses in April. One was April 15th. That was the one we could see visually, the lunar eclipse here. That was at 25 Libra. And then April 29th, we had an eclipse at 8 degrees Taurus. Now, eclipses usually run 6 months apart, so we won't have any till October. And here they are, October the 8th. There's an eclipse at 15 Aries coming up. And the 23rd of October, there's an eclipse at 0 degrees Scorpio. Now, let me explain about that. We measure astrology signs into 30 even segments that we call degrees. Now, we don't start like 1 to 30, like June, 30 days, 1 through 30. We start at 0 and end at 29. So when you see a planet in your birth chart or something like this, eclipse coming up in October at 0 degrees, that's actually quite correct. 0 is the first degree of a zodiacal sign. So this means this one, The 23rd of October is at the very, 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 very beginning of Scorpio.
Wow. I'm so excited for that one. I hope it hits my 10th house. What about what's happening with the rest of the month? I know we have the 23rd or the 21st? We have the sun moving into Cancer, which is our sign.
It's going to be the 21st this year, the traditional starting day of summer. The sun will be moving into the sign. It's a Saturday, June 21st. And according to what I am seeing here, and let me double check this to be completely sure, looks like the sun will be moving into the sign of Cancer early in the morning of the 21st, for us, that is. It'll be probably around 10 o'clock in the morning in England, but it'll probably be around 5 or 6 in the morning for us here in the East Coast, then earlier yet as we go towards the Western Pacific time. Now, that means that that's traditionally the day we say summer starts, and this year it's going to start. And what happens is we have this thing going around the Earth called the Tropic of Cancer, that line that moves all around the Earth. And to think about where it is, it runs between the ending of the state of Florida, under Florida, and above Cuba, that area of water called the Gulf of Florida. The Tropic of Cancer runs right through there. Runs all around the Earth. Well, what happens is every year on or around the 21st of June, the Earth is tilted for the most maximum tilt for the northern hemisphere to be pointed towards the sun. In other words, the sun is directly lined up with the Tropic of Cancer. And why it's called that is when the sun reaches that line of tilt on the Earth's surface, and will no longer tilt further north anymore, the sign of Cancer starts. And then the sun starts slowly going back down towards the equator as the Earth starts tilting more to be up and down, straight up and down. And then it starts going into the southern hemisphere, and we have winters in the north, or fall to winter, and they start having their warmer weather, spring and summer. And right before Christmas, around December the 21st, the sun is the furthest south it will ever go as far as the tilt of the Earth, and it will stop on Tropic of Capricorn. And on that day, the sun will enter Capricorn, and that will be the furthest tilt it will go for the southern hemisphere. Then it will slowly, the Earth will start moving the sun closer and closer back up to the equator. And on March 21st and September 21st, the sun is directly aligned with the equator of the Earth. So this is what creates the seasons in the different hemispheres. And I have people who say, oh, astrology is all nonsense. There's nothing to it. And I say, oh, yeah? Then why do we have a line around the Earth on all globes and all accepted people as the Tropic of Cancer? Because that's when the sign of Cancer starts. Why do we have another line in the southern hemisphere, the Tropic of Capricorn? Because when the sun is directly aligned with that, the sign of Capricorn starts. Why do we note when spring starts, when the spring equinox starts? That's the exact moment that the sun enters Aries.
Well,
and when they'll say, fall will start today at 2:11 p.m. Now, how do they get 2:11 p.m.? Well, at 2:11 p.m. in your particular time zone, the sign of Libra starts. The sun enters Libra at that minute of time. So even our seasons are geared to the beginnings of astrology signs.
Well, you know, when they always say to me that astrology is hogwash, I always say, really? Do you know anything about the moon? Oh, yeah. I said, do you know the moon runs tides? We as fishermen live by the moon. Sailing lives by the tides. Well, powerful could a planet be if you can actually move water on this planet, but be not on this planet? So I always tell people that are really leery of astrology, and most people, I'll tell you, Ron, what I find, most people that don't want to be metaphysical, or they say, oh, right, you blah, blah, which is not being very open, a lot of them do will listen when you talk about astrology, because they, for some reason, because we can equate math, we can equate the tides, We can equate all kinds of things with that moon and what it does. They're more apt to accept astrology, actually, than they are to accept spirit, medium, psychic, intuitive thinking. And it's interesting because that's my key in when people say, oh, that's a bunch of hogwash. I always say, well, then what runs the tides? Because people can't explain that. They can't explain why the moon can pull the water right from the earth and push it back to where it came from, or pull the water right onto the surface and give us less land to bathe in. So, it's really interesting when people say that, because then they have no answer to that. And that's what I love about astrology. It actually explains the moon typically can explain anything else that people doubt. Don't you think?
Well, yes, and even scientists have measured that the actual surface of the earth, the land itself, can bulge upward as much as 2 inches when there's a full moon and the full moon's directly overhead. Sap can run up trees being pulled upward by the full moon. And I want to mention this very interesting event. Years ago, there was, and I don't remember the scientist's name, this doctor's name, but he was experimenting with oysters and their reproductive cycle, and his center of research was in a suburb of Chicago, Illinois. So what he did was he and other scientists' assistants with him flew to Long Island Sound there in the New York area and dug up some oysters from the beds of the sand, and oysters open and close their shells with the cycle of the tides. So even the oysters are affected with tide cycles by opening and closing their shells. He took these oysters on a jet plane inland to Chicago area, Illinois, and suddenly they closed their shells and snapped shut for 48 hours, and he thought, oh, they've died. Something's been wrong with the salinity of the water. They were removed from their environment, and they didn't live. But after 48 hours, they all suddenly opened and closed their shells with the cycle of the tides, but not the cycle of the tides of the ocean in Long Island, the cycle of the tides that would happen if Chicago were on the seacoast. In other words, if there were an ocean in Chicago, that would be the tides exactly on that spot on the Earth's surface, and the oysters started opening and closing their shells with that cycle of that tide. No ocean existed there. Those creatures did not know that they were taken 100,000 miles or more inland, not quite 1,000, 800 and some miles inland. They did not know that, but they began opening and closing their shells with the cycle of the tides that would exist on that Earth's surface had it been on the ocean. So this was something scientists were so shocked at they couldn't understand, and that means creatures respond to the lunar influence and the lunar pull, like oysters. And if primitive creatures like oysters can respond by opening and closing their shells, what about more complex creatures like us?
I know. Well, hey, you know what I would be doing, Ron? I'd be looking in those. First of all, I love clams. I hate to say that because I don't want to be a carnivore, but I absolutely love clams. And I'd be looking in all those shells for pearls. And then I would be having some great necklaces if they didn't close. So you know me, I would be finding ways to make it work. But I love that because when anybody is doubtful, that's a great way to look at astrology. It's a great way to look at our world. It's a great way to look at what's happening with us. And if you can just get an inch in there, and I know everybody in chat understands that, if you can get an inch to somebody who's really not, wanting to have an open mind, usually it's through astrology because science and math have proved a lot of astrology, and they really can't say anything except negative things, but then they're not backed up. So that's why I always like using astrology when people say things like, I don't believe in that. Because astrology, the moon, the sun even, everything, and all of our equators, our lines, our longitudinal, our horizontal lines are all figured on moon, sun, and the Earth's shift. So I just love that, and I love that we're able to get a creak in there when people say that, they don't really believe. And I don't have any, very few people around me ever say that anymore. If they meet me, they're pretty open because they all know how I am. But I know that there are plenty of people listening that know that they know people. And that's a great way to, if they ever say anything, to just smile and say, yeah, well, you know, look at that lunar tide. Look at what happens to the Earth when the moon is full. So I love that. And I love that we were able to talk about this, Ron. And I'm glad that we had an hour today to actually, I did want to talk about the new moon coming up, but I don't think we have any time. So I thought go ahead.
I was going to mention one more bit of research, and this kind of ties into that, and I will talk about the new moon briefly, very quickly. In 1952, a French scientist named Michel Bocalin was commissioned to do research on potential placements in the astrological chart. Now, he was not an astrologer. He knew nothing about it. But what he did, for example, was given scores of charts of people who had Mars in their 10th house, Mars. And what he did is, that's the house of the career, and he began statistically noting what careers they were in. He found over and over and over again, these people were in the military, and Mars rules the military. Others were surgeons, and Mars rules surgery. And he got to the point where he was collecting statistics, and he found that if this was a coincidence, it would be billions to one that all of these people would be drawn to a career that is ruled by the planet Mars when it is by astrological alignment placed into their career house. And he did this with other planets too, but that one is the most dramatic. And so it really is interesting to see that here's a scientist. Well, what happened is he was kind of frowned upon, and then this research was quietly swept under the rug and attempted to be forgotten. But it wasn't forgotten by astrologers, because they knew that here was a non-astrologer, even if you will, a skeptical scientist who took upon himself a tendency to try to disprove astrology by looking at planetary placements in people's charts and affecting their lives, and instead it proved astrology, not disproved it.
I love that, Ron. I absolutely love that. Now, you're going to say a few words about this new full, no, actually, it's the new moon, because the new moon set, I like to set intention. And intention
June 27th.
Because, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, our new moon is June 27th. And on that day, that's a Friday, again, but that's not a Friday the 13th, we've got this new moon, and it's when the sun and moon are in Cancer. Now, whenever the sun and moon sit in the same sign of the zodiac, we have the new moon, because the moon is the quick traveler. The sun is the slower mover. So the moon zips around the zodiac and then aligns with the sun. Now, this one is not an eclipse. They are in the same sign of the zodiac, but they are not going to be, the moon won't move directly over the face of the sun or even align with the sun, but they'll be in the same sign. So that not only is near the beginning of the sign of Cancer, which is June 21st, but that's when the sign of Cancer is textbook astrology way, very, very, very emphasized. Anybody born at the time of the new moon will have the sun and moon in the same sign, and that means that sign is rubber stamps characteristic-wise and empowered-wise on their personality. So that is really a powerful day. And it isn't just that day. The moon is in Cancer part of Thursday the 26th, Friday the 27th, the whole day. It's there all of Saturday the 28th, and early morning on Sunday, about 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, Sunday the 29th, it leaves and goes into Leo. So it's there Thursday through Sunday. That's powerful for family. That's powerful for children. That's powerful for dealing with mother issues. If you have any issues with your mother, that's a time to really work with those and connect with those. That's good for nurturing. That's good for feeding. That's good for cooking. That's good for eating. That's good for giving food and nurturing energy to those people around you that you love. And it's very good for looking at your own emotional capacity, your own emotionality, your own emotional level. The moon deals with emotions, and it's in its own sign. It rules Cancer. It's at home there. So it's very, very powerful when it's a new moon in Cancer.
Well, do you know what, Ron? And I'm not going to say who it is, but next week we have a triple Cancer coming in. A triple Cancer. You're going to read her chart for, which means that she has the sun and moon in Cancer, correct?
sun, moon, and rising sign in Cancer. Sun, moon, and ascendant.
Talk about a Cancer.
The only way that can happen is if you're born on the day of the new moon with the sun and moon in the same sign, and you're born around sunrise, just before or just after sunrise, where the sign of Cancer is rising up over the edge of this place that you're born at, over the location of the earth that you're born at. The sign of Cancer is rising up over the eastern horizon. The sun is in Cancer, the moon is in Cancer, and the rising sign is in Cancer.
I just do want to tell everybody, please tune in to us. See, I'm having communication issues. I'm flubbering at my words. Well, as I never say well that much, and I've said it at least 25 times today. Anyway, well, no kidding. I just want everyone to know that for the next three Wednesdays, or at least two, we have a triple Cancer. We are going to do her husband. They have been together since high school, and then we're going to do a compatibility chart. I wanted everybody to see from start to finish what Ron can do and what it actually means for somebody. So this is going to be a cool three Wednesdays. So please tune in, and please let us know. Like us. Shoot Ron an email. Anything, you know, we will take general questions. Today we're out of time, but if you send the general questions to Kelly or me, then when Wednesday rolls around, I can ask them on the air for you. And then you can, if you're hopefully listening, we will be able to get into your questions, because I'm sure you have questions. I know I see it out there in chat. Everybody loves Astro Wednesday. Start asking some questions, send them to me, or actually, if you want them read, you better send them to Kelly, because I will lose them, I'll forget where they are, or I'll get mixed up, or even you can send them to Astro, livingastro@aol.com, to Ron Cole personally. He can just collect a list of questions, and he can actually read them on air for you. So again, next week will be the same exact thing we usually do. It will be a half an hour of the sky. If you want any questions answered, let us know. And then he's going to go into a triple Cancer, so that's going to be really cool. Ron, I want to thank you for being with us, for being our house astrologist, for always being so pleasant and wonderful. And again, you rock the house, so thank you again, Ron, and I'll see you in about an hour.
Oh, and thank you, Bonnie, for giving me the honor. This is really an honor to be able to talk about astrology, because I always, wherever I give a lecture, whenever I give something on the radio, whenever I appear on the television, I want people to understand this is a valuable science. It is not a medieval superstition. It is not sun sign columns. You are far more than those. You are your completed chart, and your chart is a guide for you for this lifetime.
I love it, and even past lives, because I know you go into them on your chart too, but that would be a personal chart for all of you. Ron even goes into your past life, so please give him a shout out, and if you want to give yourself a gift or anybody else, livingastro.com, get a hold of Ron. Ron, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you in an hour.
Thank you, Bonnie, and hello there, Kelly. I know your work is valuable too, and everyone's going to be astounded at your work.
I don't have her on yet. I muted her. No, I'm kidding. Kelly, I never put you on. I hear you laughing.
There
she is.
You mean you laughed all the way through the mute?
Yes.
Of course.
No, she unmuted herself, Ron, of course.
I did.
So, yes, and Kelly always has that availability. Sometimes when we get three psychics, three mediums, an astro, two astros, and a psychic medium, our feedback isn't great. So that's why Kelly sometimes doesn't unmute herself, but she does anytime. I don't mute Kelly, and you know we love you, Kelly, always. So
I know.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron.
All right, I'll talk with everyone next week now.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty.
All right, okay. Are you ready to rock, Kelly?
I am. You know what? There's a question there in chat. It's like, I would like you to address this a little bit. It's like I've been typing back and forth, and of course it's always so much easier to talk than it is to type. But one of her chatters, Little Fairy, her birthday is in August. She's a double five of diamonds. She's a Leo gal. She's 30 this year, and she's wondering about relationship for herself. It's like, just going to see if you could, she's not able to call in, so I was just going to see if you could, use that extrasensory vibe you have, and it's like, check in with chat.
How old is
kind of
she, Kelly?
See if you get anything. She's 30.
Okay, how old?
She's 30 this year.
I knew she was young. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she working?
Yes, she says she doesn't dress up. You know, she tries to dress up a little bit even for work. it was one of the comments.
Well, honey, hopefully you're not in like, you know, I'm going to make a joke and that's not funny, but I was going to say, if it's like me, I sit in my sweat clothes, although I am dressed up because I'm supposed to be going out for lunch, but I'm the same way. But I do have to tell you, I think there's somebody, I got a very, very, very strong vibe. I don't know whether she is actually looking at somebody at work or there's somebody looking at her at work, even if she works at home. Because people say, well, how can I be looking at me at home? You do deal with the public. So if you're working even on the Internet, there might be somebody talking to you. I feel like I see a guy very close to her. So if she doesn't know who it is, she's got somebody that's coming in pretty close. And for some reason, they're connecting work. They're connecting work with her. So I don't know where she works. I can tell you I can tell you that he's going to be a little older, but not much. So if she's 30, okay. That's why I asked how old she was. I see 33 maybe, which is, you know, my husband and I are 3 years apart. I don't even consider that older. But why they're showing it to me is because it could be somebody, you know, I don't get exact. So if he's 32, don't give him up. But I do see him looking at her.
Listen. Yeah, see, because she was going, it's like, nobody seemed, none of the guys seemed to notice me. She's like, you know, I watched
her,
nobody seems to notice me.
Oh, no, there is somebody that notices her.
Lady Lion being unnoticed is like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Lady Lion's always noticed.
Well, do you want to hear something? Why I see him is he's behind her. So he might be shy. He might just be looking at her, and she doesn't know it. And that's what they're showing me. They're showing me him looking at her, but her looking straight ahead. So that would mean that she doesn't know who it is. And if I were her, and I'm going to ask her higher self to show it to me, she needs to turn around and look. So she needs to take a look at who's at work, who's coming to work, who will be at work. And I would say it's not – he's already, I think, there. That or he visits her work. So there's somebody associated with her work that's already looking at her, and she doesn't know it. So – What I would suggest for her is to he doesn't have – it doesn't look to me like he's going to approach her soon because I think he's shy. And I think he's kind of waiting to see if she kind of notices him. So start taking a look at some of the guys you haven't noticed and take a look because he's super nice. I could feel his energy. He's a super sweet – you know, he's I'm going to tell you that he's more – introverted, but nice introverted, meaning he doesn't really want to be introverted, but he doesn't know how else to be. So he's looking for somebody. I don't know if she's introverted or she's not. If she's a Leo, she shouldn't be. But my sister's an introvert and she's a Leo. So I kind of feel like he's shy. He's shyer than you. I think he really, I see all kinds of like smiles and goo-goo eyes around him. So take a look at work and tell me what you've got, you know. I don't think you've seen him. You haven't recognized him yet, so.
She said, yes, she's indeed an introvert. She is an introverted Leo.
Yeah, so is my sister. Don't be upset. My sister's an introverted Leo. She's not introverted with me. She yells at me all the time, but she is introverted around a crowd. She doesn't really, and she's a younger sister. She does roar like a lion, which is what, and I don't mean roar like being flamboyant like me, but she's more, but anyway, I can feel your energy too. I really believe that this is a good match. It's coming soon, but it is associated with work. So I'm not quite sure if it's somebody at work that's looking at you or somebody that comes into work that's looking at you, but you're not aware of it. And I would say, again, that they're showing me 3 to 4 months. If you do not see him, I would think that in 3 to 4 months you will see him.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not a long time, Leo.
Right.
I love questions because you know what, Kelly?
I know you love those ones. That's why I wanted you to feel that one. It's like I've been typing over and I was going, man, this is all I'm getting. It's like, because I looked at the long term. Mm-hmm. And long term, I mean, this year her cards predominantly, I mean, she doesn't even have one heart in her yearly spread this year. They're all about work and career and finance. It's like it's all the working stuff. And I was sitting there thinking, wow, you know, this is probably it's what I call the setup, you know, to get ready for a family.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's going to have a family. Well, I agree with you. I don't think she's going to have a family this year. But what's interesting is, if you're saying work and work and work, she's going to meet him at work. I mean, think about that. All I saw was work. So this guy is going to be around your work. And because he's shy and because he's introverted a little bit, it's going to take you a while, three to 4 months, and then you've got to get to know him. Are you kidding? It'll be till next year. Maybe even one of them make the first move.
Yeah. You know, and that's what's funny. See, her birthday is going to be in August. So it's like, you know, look what time it is now. This is June, July, August. That's a couple months. It's like she'll turn 31, and it's like in her 31st year, that's when she's got like 6 hearts.
Yeah, she's going to meet him in 3 to 4 months. I mean, she's going to, like I said, 3 to 4 months. If you don't notice him, he'll notice. It'll become apparent. So look around work. Look, and, you know, don't block yourself off. When I say work-related, here's a good example. I had somebody who had salesmen or they had, like, a drug reps that came in, and I said you were going to meet somebody around work. Well, she never really thought about it. He's not around all the time, but he comes every month to talk to them about their drugs, you know. So what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying that, you know, what he does or what he doesn't do, or even if he – don't lessen your horizons. It's somebody that is attached to your work, whether it's somebody that comes in or it is somebody there. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay. All right. And she said, yes, thank you very much. She's going to keep us updated.
Please. I love updates. Honey, I love updates. They're my favorites. You know me. I'll tell you, Kelly, I was in the bank. I think I started to tell you, and maybe you weren't on yet, but I was in the bank, and all of a sudden I got overcome by, you know how much I love spirit. So, and sometimes, and I do have to tell everybody, Kelly, when people call me, because you're looking for someone doesn't mean they're looking for you. Doesn't mean that they're not caring or they don't love you, but there's other work they're doing. And so if they're right in front of you, I can pick them up. But if they aren't, that doesn't mean they don't love you. They're not, but they're just not apparent right then. You don't need them as much, and they are doing other things. You know, like this woman, I'm sitting there talking to the banker. I had to get Arthur's school loans taken care of, and this, I just could feel the presence of this woman, and she was like, she was so with me. I'm like, so finally, I was going to bite my tongue. I bit my tongue, because, you know, you really have to ask if people want messages. If they don't, you can ruin somebody. You can make them sick all day. You can really make them sad all day, or you can make them mad all day. So I don't do that anymore. So I said to the woman who I know, Lynn, I said, Lynn, do you know what I do? And she goes, well, yeah. I don't think she really knew what I did, because I said,
haven't got a clue, probably not.
Yeah, well, she probably thought, yes, I know you're a nurse and I know you're a therapist. So I said, I have someone around me. Would you like the message? And she looked at me like, and she, I knew, you know, I should have given her a chance to say, yeah. And so I said, well, I said, you got the message anyway, and I said, there's a woman, blah, 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 blah. And she got I kept giving her flowers. She's throwing flowers at you, flowers. And she goes, well, no. And then I said, it's a taller woman. She's loves you so much. And she's here. I mean, she will not leave me alone. She keeps telling me these things to tell you. She said, no, my mom's still here. She's an older woman too. And, you know, I don't know my grandma. I said, no, this woman said, and just as I said, and I described the woman, I said, she keeps saying you know her. She taught you. She taught you. And so all of a sudden, the light bulb went on. She goes, oh, my God, it's my fourth grade teacher. She just died.
Wow.
She died a year ago, and I was very close to her. We were close friends, and I was bringing flowers to her and when they called me when she died. Hence the flowers. So I was so excited. And then I go, could you please step back? I got to do my banking. And then I looked at the woman and said, do you think you can still do this banking for me? Because all I kept thinking was, she's not going to do the banking. She's just so floored. And now all of a sudden, yeah, she's going to screw my bank account up. And I had a lot of money that I had to borrow to switch over to this school loan. So anyway, I do want to tell you that I love feedback. I do. But, you know, people that I give messages to, it's their symbols. I'm going to try really hard, you know, to make you understand, but really in the daylight and the night light and whatever light you see is your messages, you've got to think because it's not really just on the surface. And I wish it was. But anyway, okay, Kelly, we're taking readings for Kelly. I've done mine. Unless you have a question about love, romance, and relationships out there in chat, I am going to hand you over to Kelly. Kelly, you ready for your first one?
I am. And I'm going to say, if you, as always, if you get something going with spirit, it's jump in because, you know. Yeah.
Oh, when don't I?
Because I can hold my thought.
You know, when don't I? I mean, really. I mean, can you keep my mouth shut? Tom's the only one. He won't let me talk. Yeah, I try talking over him, and then I keep hearing it's impolite to do that. But sometimes I go, and poor Ron. Yeah, so I've quit to do that, but today I try to cut in a few times. Okay, I am going to give you your first caller. Your first caller, I'm going to work from here, 631. You're on with Kelly, 631. Hi.
Hello.
Who are we seeing?
I think we have 631 and 814 at the same time, so it's like we're going to see 631 here. There we go.
Okay, 631, how are you today, and who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. This is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How's your week?
It's been all right. There's a lot of rain around here, so it's a little gloomy.
Oh, well, you know what? I happen to love gloomy because Florida is so sunny all the time. Sometimes gloomy gets me in the house, and then I'm okay. So come join us in the sunshine, Rosemary. Did you want a reading with Kelly today?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Cal.
All right. Just need your month and your date.
June 6th.
June 6th? Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you just had, okay. Oh, was I typing to you a little bit in chat yesterday? Right, because you are the Jack of Diamonds and the Four of Hearts, and I'm getting an echo back.
Right,
here.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. And then what was your, forgive me, I cannot remember your current age.
You want to know my birthday?
Just your current age.
June 6th.
Yeah, how old are you this year?
How old am I? Oh, 51.
Right. There we go. Got it. Okay. Bonnie, I'm trying to think. Are we typing in chat?
Okay, well, let me take my cell phone. I don't know. Do you want me to take my cell phone? I mean, you know, I've been having problems with my board, so I might be analysis. I don't know what happened because, I don't know what happened to the board. Now my board is missing. Am I off the board?
No.
Yeah, am I off the board?
I can still see you there.
I know, but where am I? I mean, I'm just typing out because I know. I just don't get it at all, but I'm going to try this. I do want to tell you that whoever was in chat, I was writing you, thank you very much for that comment that was made in chat about me. And I really, there's only one thing that I really live for, and I know Rosemary, here's the board, I help everybody. I mean, I was a nurse. I am a nurse, and I am a therapist. And I do want to thank everybody in chat for the caller or the chatter that just wrote a nice confirmation for me and Susan. We love you, and thank you for that. It's so heartfelt from us to you. that it's our pleasure and our honor to do this. So, and it's really spirit doing it. So thank you. If I can't write it because I have no board, because I can't, I just pulled it up, but I have no way to type. So, okay, Rosemary, go ahead. Sorry.
I seem like you have a lot of fun. Very fun.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'll tell you what, if this is a job, then I want it 24/7. The only thing is right now, Rosemary, I really would like somebody to pick us up to do like, I would do the same show, but I need to, you know, I would like it to go syndicated. So hopefully, and then all of you would be on syndication, and everybody would hear you all over the world. Not that they don't now, but go ahead.
Well, it might happen, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. Rosemary, well, now that you gave me a reading, let's give you a reading. Go ahead.
All right, that's fine. What I'm going to say here, because I'm seeing a lot of bebopping in, it's like it's chat seems to be kicking people out today. Maggie's being kicked out with regularity, and she keeps coming back in. So I'm going to say, you know, guys, if you get kicked out, you know, come back in. It's like, no, her, she's going to try decooking or whatever, but it's like it's like sometimes they'll just, they drop calls, you know, please go ahead and call back in. If it kicks you out, back in.
Yeah, I get kicked out.
Just hang in there. It's like, you know, all of us have been around Blog Talk for a while, just kind of go, yep, it's just what we do. Anyway. This year, okay, your long range card, which is something that's going to be, your major focus this whole entire year. It's the Ten of Diamonds, and it's dealing with or focusing on large sums of money. And it's also called the Blessed card. You're going to be in some way thinking about money a great deal, possibly a large sum of money. You know, maybe you're hoping to win a lottery, whatever. It does not guarantee that you actually earn or get this large sum of money, but you may be involved in some sort of event or something where there is, like, a large sum of money to deal with, but it may not necessarily be yours. You know, you might be handling finances for somebody else. It could be related to, you know, either an estate or your work, you know, if you're a bank or something like that, or a divorce, you know, any number of things. In some cases, it does indicate that, you know, much money is being made. You know, it's not certain, but, you know, it is certain you're going to be thinking about money a lot. Now, the key words for it is a year of dealing with large sums of money or the concept of large sums of money possible. There is possible huge financial success. So, you know, don't take that out of the running, but, you know, there's somehow or other, you know, finances are really going to be heavy on your mind. The other part is with diamonds is, here's Santa, as a girl's best friend. Thank you. But is about your values, you know, and it's like in some way you may have like 10 people involved either with finances or values or, you know, some kind of issue going on there. And you've got a lot of 10s. I'm looking at this going, man, this is a great poker hand this year. You have got lots of 10s, I'll tell you what. Let's see, the other one, there's some other long-range cards here. For somehow or other, you've got your Pluto card, which is the challenge that you set out for yourself for the year. Is a 10 of spades, and it's like that's a real, the spades are real working cards, but the result card, you know, is, in other words, the answer to the challenge is this king of spades. So I'm just going to look at those really quick, because you somehow or other set yourself, really something to accomplish here. And sometimes, you know, you might feel like you're being a workaholic this year. And the end result could be, you know, that you've been very successful, you know, especially if your work involves a group of people in some way.
Open up a nonprofit. So I've been working on that for a while now. So it's probably a large sum of money.
Right, that's what was a nonprofit. Yeah, okay. Now I got that. That makes
sense. I do need a lot of money to open it, so hopefully I get
it. Okay. Right. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. I totally missed that. Okay. The Pluto card. Right.
Do you work at home?
To accomplish. Go ahead.
Well, my job just ended. I had a full-time job, which just ended like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad about that because I really didn't like that job anyway. And I really wanted to do this nonprofit cafe,
mm-hmm.
and it just seemed like everything worked out. But now they're going to be able to put full-time efforts into it. So that's what I've been working on for about a year and a half now. But now I'll be able to, you know, go full force with it. It's a lot to do, but it's just something I can't.
You know what, Kelly? All those tens, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a prosperous. I mean, I feel like every, you know,
it's like,
every duck's in a row for you, honey. Whether, you know, you can change your energy by making one thing that you don't want to do, but if you full steam ahead, go with this. When Kelly said that, all I felt like was 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 Okay,
well,
go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sure it will happen. It's just, it's a lot of work, you know.
Oh,
I need a lot of people to help me, and
right.
I'm sure they will be there when I need them to be there. Just, you know, sometimes it gets a little, you know.
Well, you know what, Rosemary? I'm going to tell you, and I know, Kelly, I keep interrupting everybody, and unfortunately,
right.
Kelly does let me interrupt her, whereas as Ron just keeps talking. But, you know, everything, and I have to tell you this, because that's what I keep saying, and I told you what I want to do. But everybody keeps saying, you know, if you put the work and hard work, you know, what you put into life, you get back out. So if you, and
yes.
people don't take an easy ride. You look at somebody like Madonna, that's what we talked about yesterday, and you think she
mm-hmm.
has an easy ride, but there's parts of her life
yes.
and parts of somebody's life that you wouldn't want to do. So even
right.
though you'd want the money part, you might not want another part. So you, hard
yes.
work brings to you what you want, which will bring the rewards that you should have. And that's what I need to say about that, because hard work is really the way, no matter what we do in
right.
this earth,
right.
is the way that we – but you should enjoy what you do even when you're working
right.
hard. So, okay, go
right,
ahead.
Right, right. I got to do that. I get sometimes too serious with it, and I have to have more fun with
yeah,
it.
You have to.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah, keep the fun
enjoying
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
you've got to enjoy
sure.
it. If you're working
that's
hard, like I put in a lot of hours. People don't probably know this, but I put in, you know, at least an hour and two before the show and an hour or two after. And
right.
so that's all day. I love it.
Right.
I eat, breathe, and I, you know, I just, if this is my job for the rest of my life, I love it. Would I want to get paid
yeah.
for it? I'll have to at some point. But
right.
I tell you
yeah,
the work that I, yeah, the work that I put into it, you know, there's times when I'm looking at somebody going away and Kelly will cover for me, and I miss it so much. So that's what you have to do. If you're going to work that hard, Rosemary,
mm-hmm.
ever you do, love it. Even if you have to make yourself love it because you know this is the way to go, because it is the way to go, just love
right.
it, girlfriend.
I will. I'll take that advice, that's for sure.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right,
and,
thank you very
and
much.
Now that Bonnie said pretty much everything that it says here, I mean, this is just, I mean, it is. It's like, you know, you're right on because it is. Whatever, on some level this year, you decided to accomplish a great deal, whether it's, you know, work or health, and it's like, and it's obviously, you know, work. It's like you've decided to make a big change, and change is what's needed if you're to accomplish the goals and dreams. And it's going to involve hard work. There's that word again. But it makes you stronger and more successful. It often involves working groups of people and either enlisting their help or teaching them. It's a successful card. But this year, success, it can cause you to make some radical changes in your life. It just depends on how you handle it. It's likely that you're going to be in a situation that you have to work much more than usual. For some reason, that's, you know, it might create some problems. You know, and it's that workaholic card.
Right.
The affirmation for it is, I'm transformed by hard work and my desire to achieve measurable success in all areas of my life. So that's the Ten of Spades. And it's like the king, you know, the king of spades, which is the answer, you know, the antidote to the Pluto card, promises that you're going to attain the mastery you seek, not only in reference to that Pluto card, but practically any area of your life that you choose. Because the king of spades is the most powerful card in the deck. It represents taking a leadership position in, you know, no matter what you're doing.
Right.
And you're going to have to work hard to achieve that mastery and success, but it's
right.
going to be worth the effort. You know, so make your wish list, you know, your bucket list, whatever, you know, prepare to have all you desire. You know, it's like open up and I heard this really cute thing, you know, it says, you know, if you ask God to pour blessings on you, don't just get the 5-gallon bucket because, you know, he may have, you know, a swimming pool
true.
Full of blessings for you.
That's
you know?
Right.
So
that's
you
true.
Might want to line up like 55-gallon
right.
buckets, you know, something like that, okay?
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely. That's true.
Okay.
And
but
you
it's
can do
really,
it.
It's a powerful
right.
indicator. Go ahead.
No, just, no, she can do it. That's what I'm...
Oh, absolutely. You know, and she says, you know, your affirmation for this one is, I attain a measurable amount of mastery this year. I can apply in any area of my life that I choose. I move into the role of leader and master of my destiny. So there's your, you know, there's your affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
For
yeah.
the, you know, what you pin on the wall. Look at everything.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. I appreciate
yeah.
it. Really,
you know what?
I really
you
love
know
the
what
show.
We love you, and I've got to tell you something. So I was going to say, if you want an affirmation, call us every day. We'll give it to you because the affirmation.
You keep me motivated every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I love what you're doing. I mean, I think, I mean, I don't
it
know.
It
is so cool. And I love innovative ideas. I love anything that, you know, has to do with the board cafe. I don't care what it means, but cafe to me is perfect.
It's like, you know, Bon Jovi's, you ever hear of Bon Jovi's cafe, the Soul Kitchen in New Jersey?
Absolutely.
The one that pay what you can?
Yes.
That's what I want to do, but where I live on Long Island. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you want to hear something? I'm going to see you.
Oh, you're on Long Island. Oh, wow.
Rosemary, I'm going to be there. My daughter, my son is already in Hyde Park. And my daughter goes to, she's either going to be in Brooklyn or in Queens to do her externship. So I'll be up there almost and doing the show, actually, from, or Kelly will be taking it, by, it depends on how, but it's going to be
here.
Up. Somebody will be here. It's going to be in New York that I'm going to be doing the show from either. Yeah, so maybe
cool.
We can meet at a real cafe. You just never know.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple
of
people like
me.
Yeah, there's a couple people in Brooklyn and a couple people in New York that said if when I come and I'm going to send my big message out to Glenn, when I get there, I want to meet everybody. So maybe we can
definitely.
All meet somewhere.
Yeah. That sounds like fun, cool. Sure.
And you know, Rosemary, my theme song is Bon Jovi. So you maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he's nice looking, right? That helps.
Yeah, he looks. Do you want to hear something? I'm going to say this, and everybody listening, he looks exactly like my husband. So my husband's cuter than him, actually. But that's why I'm
you're a lucky woman.
I did. You know what? But I've got to tell you something. He doesn't have his money, although I wished he did. And you know, the thing is, he doesn't play the music or sing, which I wish he did. But he does all other qualities, which I love that I don't think Bon Jovi has. But the thing is, my husband has green eyes, blonde hair, and he when I met him, and everybody says, "Oh my goodness, Bonnie, there's John Bon Jovi." If you listen, if you listen to Monday or Tuesday show, that is my is live. So I know his cafe well. And I so love that idea, and you know, spirit and anything to help anybody will be behind you. So,
yeah, that's the way I look at it. And you can't go wrong because all you're trying to do is help people. You know, with
you
an idea like that,
honey. You know what? You want to get together with Glenn does it in a different way. He goes into the nursing homes and he helps people transition, and he helps Like, you know, the people learn how to deal with this kind of, you know, people that do transition. So he's a pretty cool dude, too. So, yeah, he gives back a lot. And it'll be interesting.
Good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Rosemary, I know I've kept you on.
We'll keep in contact. And then I guess you'll announce when you're going to be in New York.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll be listening to you. I say, Rosemary, don't go away yet, because what I'm gonna do here really quick will be, you know, you can go back in archives and grab this. I'm just gonna read out, you know, like the rest of your year and what the transitional dates are for you. You've got Mercury starting, you know, for those 52 days. Obviously, that was, you know, started on your birthday on the 6th. Venus will spend 52 days with you, July 28th up until September 17th. Mars is going to be from September 18th until November 8th, and then you get Jupiter from November 9th. Until December 31st. Now Saturn is 1-1, so on January 1st starts your Saturn time frame. Uranian time frame is 2-22, February 22nd, and Neptune in your year is April 15th. Tax. I'm sitting here looking across here, going, man, you've got like significant dates. But anyway,
They're angel numbers. Oh my goodness, they're angel numbers.
Cool.
They're power angel numbers.
I know.
Yeah.
And
I
here's,
a lot of
and
them
here's the part. Angel. here's the cards that go with them. In your Mars time, or excuse me, your Mercury time right now, you've got the Queen of Diamonds and a Four of Hearts. So it's like, you know, stability and love, and also the Queens are about self-mastery, and it's about self-mastery and finances. In Venus, you've got an Ace of Hearts and an Eight of Hearts, which is like it's really interesting that you've got, you know, a new love and the mastery to have what you have and what you love. So whether that's a relationship or whether that's pouring your heart into doing, you know, what you're doing there, it's like, you know, you're going to have what you love in life, okay? So it's going to be your love, all right? Mars time, you have a Six of Spades and a Four of Diamonds. Four of Diamonds, again, those fours are about stability, really stable with the finances. And it's like, now Six, you've got some karmic stuff there, which is really kind of cool, and it's with work. Jupiter, you've got a Ten of Diamonds,
and a six of clubs. And again, six with that karmic, and it's like communication. But 10, you've got, you know, and these are both in Jupiter, so it's really, you know, your blessed time of year. You've got the blessed card in the blessed time of year. So that
oh,
is
sounds
so
really
fun.
Good. It's going to be a good
it
year.
It does. Sounds very yeah. good. Saturn time. You've got, even then in Saturn, you've got good cards. You've got an Ace of Diamonds and you've got a Two of Spades with that Saturn time frame. So even though Saturn is sometimes more challenging, you've got really strong cards with that, you know, to, you all say, to overcome, you know, whatever challenges are there. The Uranian mm-hmm. time, you've got a Ten of Hearts and a Jack of Spades. So it's like, again, there's that circle of 10 people. Jacks are really creative ideas with work. Neptune, you finish up the year with a Six of Diamonds. So you've got, again, there's some karmic stuff with values and with your finances. So it's like, you know, just overall, you've got a really great year lined out. It's like, go with this. And it's like,
yeah,
it
sounds great.
But that King of Spades, yeah, it's like, you know, your King of Spades is like, this is your year to go. This is what I want to do with life. And it's like, and to really, you know, jump in and doing it, which you're already doing, which is awesome.
Yeah, I had a feeling it might, I just have good vibes about it and just. I just know it's going to happen. It's just like you always want confirmation.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate it. You really gave me a nice reading, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Oh, it's so nice talking to you, Rosemary. And, yeah, please let me know how it goes because I as she's been talking, of course, you know, I just sit here idly, but actually I saw your past live. And you were sitting in a – the really interesting view is the you in a soup kitchen. And you weren't serving. You were in one. So I think this is why – yeah, I think this is why, and it looks like it's maybe not – maybe further back than the Depression – but I could see you sitting there and you were just so grateful for the food. And I see you just sitting there and I was hoping, well, I wasn't hoping, but I was looking to see if you were a server, that you were actually the person they were serving, sitting at the table eating. So this is why it's so important.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this is really important. Why in this lifetime you've come back to help and give back to those people. So this is what you're why this is important to you.
Yeah, I have a strong desire to just tell people. I don't want any other job. Just it has to be where I'm helping people.
Do you know
what?
Have you
satisfied.
Gone? Well, have you gone to? It's called grants.com, grantwriting.com, grants.com. You put in there what you want to do. And they find people that will back you. Now, if you're nursing and you don't have the money to go into nursing, I've seen them back nurses. And you don't have to pay back the money. So I think it's called grantwriters.com. And
I'll check it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you put in what you want to do. And I think, you know, you're going to have to get and I do believe that there's money out there for you. You just have to find it. Good luck.
There's definitely money out there. Yeah.
Totally. And even if you send a letter to our favorite, but don't tell him I'm using his song in case he wants to charge me. But if you could write to Bon Jovi and say to him, I'm sure he gets a million fan letters, but this one this one might pique his interest. Tell him that you are setting up, you know, something similar to his, and you'd like any opinion or help he can give you. And you never know. I mean, I really believe in paying it forward, so it can't hurt.
Actually, you know, that's funny you said that because I was going to do that today. But I was going to also see if I can volunteer there so I can get some experience because he's not that far. Well. But that was I was thinking that. I was going to work on that after I got done speaking to you two.
Well, you listen, when you're there, tell him that, and I've always said this, that when I do rock a show, he would be my first guest. So you can tell him that you know that if two psychic mediums that want to open a Akashic record, kiss him, tell him how wonderful he is, and play a song. And that's it. My husband said it was okay. I'm sure his wife will let that happen too. So good luck.
That's funny. Okay, talk to you again, I'm sure.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
And let's see here. Okay. And thank you, area code 814, for being, let's see, something dropped there. Did we lose our hostess? What happened? Are you there, Bonnie? Oh, there we go. Okay, I don't know what happened to the board there. It says the host disconnected. Bonnie?
Yeah, do you believe I said goodbye?
Wait,
I've got to tell you something. I said goodbye to poor Rosemary, and I And instead of
hanging, you hung yourself up.
Even I said goodbye, and I oh my goodness, I am so sorry. This is Mercury retrograde at its finest. So I'm back. So okay,
you're back. Right. We got 814 on the line here, so it's like yeah.
Hi, 814. Who are we speaking to? Because numbers to me are really funky. So who am I speaking to?
This is Amy. Hello.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm
How are you doing?
I'm here.
I'm going to let Kelly give you a reading. I think you were the lady, because they're showing me a sign again. You have spirit with you, right? Do you have a spirit with you? Or you feel spirit? I feel like there's somebody with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I feel like there is somebody. Kelly, you can ask her the questions. Let me see if I can pick anything
sure,
back. Because I just
yeah,
see somebody.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start out with if you can give me your month and date, I will look up your birth cards.
Okay, do you need the year?
No, just your current age. Just whatever your month. Yeah, don't make me do math. just whatever month and date, and then what your current age is right now.
Okay, July 20th and 42.
You
are
a Cancer. You're almost a Leo. Oh, my goodness, girlfriend. We have had Cancer all day. I mean, I'm a Cancer. Ron's a Cancer. We're writing for a triple Cancer. We had another Cancer yesterday. Cancers are coming out of the – actually, they're coming out of sand. That's what I think they're happening. You do have a spirit with you. Do you have anybody on your side? I feel like they want to – I want to say a grandmother or great-grandmother.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, and she kind of sneaks behind you. She's tiptoeing. She's showing me that she's tiptoeing, and that's because, and she's giving me the shh sign. So, yeah, either she doesn't want me to tell you she's there, which is like a joke, or she thinks that it'll frighten you if she's there. Which one is it?
I'm afraid. But maybe they just want me to know I'm there.
Or maybe, you know, when they give me a sign, it's usually you're supposed to recognize it. So did she go around going, shh, or was she a jokester? Or I can see she's not doing it meanly. So to me, she's telling me to shh because she wants to sneak behind you. So it's either that she wants to watch your life as it's going on and she doesn't want you to know she's there until you really need her, or is that she's showing me a part of her personality, so I'm not quite sure.
Probably part of her personality.
Yeah, because she seems like a really she seems like a little bit of a jokester, but not a joke and telling jokes. She's just a funny, you know, she's a really happy, funny lady that's kind of not zany or crazy. She's just funny that I see anyway, because she just keeps going, shh, shh. Okay, well, maybe she doesn't like me talking this much. She's hiding behind you because she's telling me there's a lot of things going on in your life. Well, go ahead, Kelly. There's a lot of things going on in your life, and she does not want to influence the way they work out is what she's telling me, because she's doing it because to me that means she thinks that you're okay, that you're going to make the right choices, that you know what the right choices are, and she's just watching you because she can't wait to hit you on the back and say, good going. That's what she's showing me. So obviously you know some of the choices that are coming up, but go ahead, Kelly.
Okay. Well, first off, what I want to say here is you are in the very last, you're in the Neptune time of your year. It started May 29th, and so I'm just pretty much going to kind of address that, because you've had, I'm just going to say, everything that I would tell you is like you'd be going, well, that happened already. It's like, yeah, it probably did.
Cal, can I just, I just need to say to her, she would never hit you on the back, she's telling me. So she told me that I shouldn't have said that. She said that she would tap you.
Here we go.
Yeah. So she doesn't want you to think, because she said I'm describing her wrong. So she would tap you on the back with a big smile and say, "Good," you know, that she was really proud of you. And that's what she's making me re-say to you. So, okay, go ahead.
There you go. Okay. This year you've had the Four of Diamonds as your long-range card. The other thing is you're an Eight of Clubs and you've got a Jack of Spades with your planetary ruler. So you're a Cancerian person, but with that Eight of Diamonds or Eight of Clubs, that is one of the most psychic cards in the deck. So it's like you've really got a lot of intuition, a lot of, you know, ability of your own. And it's like it's funny because we find a lot of people call into our show and it's like, you know, well, I just want a confirmation. And absolutely honor that. Because you know, none of
Oh yeah, the grandmother's already honoring it. She's saying boo like that when you did that. So
right.
Maybe that's why she's hiding behind your back. Yeah,
I just did it.
Absolutely. And what she's doing is she's going boo and laughing. So probably she was hiding behind. Now I get it. She was hiding behind, waiting for you to start waking up. Is probably what. And she says, you know, she's there. So, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm gonna step out for 1 second, Kelly. So I'm leaving you to talk. All right, goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, that works. All righty, Kelly. Anyway, so you know, regardless of your actual financial situation, so you've had this Four of Diamonds like all year. It's a year where you might, you know, be feeling contented or satisfied with money or finances for, you know, for the majority of the year. A sound sense of what you want really seems to attract everything you need without a lot of effort, you know, because you just have that positive, you know, type of mentality going, which is good. You might be laying the foundation for long-term prosperity. It's not really a card of overwhelming success with money. It just means that you're going to have enough to meet your needs, you know, plus a little bit. And it can be a very welcome card, especially if things have not been up to par, you know, financially lately. What's really happening, again, diamonds are also about your values. So you're getting really clear about your values and what's most important to you in life and what things are not. And at least for this year, you're kind of realizing where and how money fits into your life, among other things you hold important. And it tends to, knowledge, this kind of knowledge tends to attract the abundance and prosperity that you have everything in its best place it can possibly be. It's really an inner process that you're bound to develop successfully this year. When you know, share your wealth both materially and knowledge-wise with others, you can multiply your blessings. So your key words for this whole year, you know, would have been my soundness and firmness and values solidifies my financial resources and creates financial protection and satisfaction. Now, where are you at right now in your year with this, you've got the Eight of Spades, the Neptune sign. And it's really having some special knowledge, either, I don't know, like foreign or distant matters or matters related to travel could bring you a lot of success at this time. You might also have the power to heal others through either, like, you know, intuition, psychic sensitivity, you know, application of acquired knowledge, you know, whatever, however that, you know, manifests for you. That influence allows access to hidden information and a good deal of intuition. Your interest in metaphysical subjects and uncovering the mysteries of life could really lead to a lot of satisfaction during that period. Now, what I will say is, you know, you're really close to what I call, you know, the breakover point, or, you know, it's like you, in less than 2 days, you know, you're going to be having your birthday. So you're going to be moving into your 43rd year, which is, I'll say it's kind of a prep, you know, it's kind of one of those get ready years. Because on your 44th year and your 45th year, those are two significant ones. Your 44th year is called your pre-birth year, and your 45th year is called your rebirth year. And the rebirth year is where the cards in the exact same position as they were when you're born, you know, when you stepped into this planet. And with 45 years worth of experience, you go, okay, I'm going to up this an octave, and, you know, this is the way my next 45 years, you know, are going to go. And it's like, and this really, it's a major cycle. So, you know, this, the 43rd year coming up, you know, like I say, because, you know, this year is going to finish out, you know, pretty good. You have a lot of, I'll just say it looks like you might have some, you know, a few challenges here and there. You've had some, you know, a few karmic things, you know, I'm going to say that you're dealing with a little bit, maybe, you know, with some, it always comes to me as faith issues. It's like the sevens, you had a couple sevens with in your Venus time, and that, you know, always manifests to me as, like, you know, have a little faith, you know, love will come. But you had the Seven of Clubs and the Seven of Spades in your Venus time. So it's like, again, those were two major areas of, like, you know, have the faith, you know, with communication, with work, that kind of stuff to, you know, to manifest, you know, relationships that you might have wanted in your life, or, you know, to make a current relationship better. In your 43rd year, you're going to have You've got, it's going to shift to, you're going to have a three of spades for the whole year. Three of spades is highly creative. You know, threes are highly creative. Spade is about work, and it's about career, and it's about finances. It can also be about your health. You've got, you know, just starting out there, it's like, and usually I don't do these, you know, till it's actually your birthday, you know, because I say, well, finish up what you're doing this year, because when your birthday comes, that whole energy is just like shifting a gear in a car. It's just like, boom, and you go. So I will say, you know, you've got a couple queens coming up, you've got a couple jacks coming up, you've got the royal cards, you've got creativity coming up. You know, your 43rd year is going to be a lot of creativity. You have, you know, power to be able to do what you want to do. And you've got a pretty good mix of, you know, you've got like, I'll say, you know, all four of the suits. You've got, you know, you've got hearts, you've got clubs, you've got spades, you've got diamonds, you know. So you're going to have really a mix of just kind of like sorting some things out. And it's like, and that's, you know, that's a good thing. It's like you've got two sixes, actually. No, you got three sixes. And it's one of those years where they call it, it's kind of a fact-finding year. It's kind of like, you know, what am I going to be doing? Oh, no, you got four sixes. Wow, okay, missed that one. You've got the Six of Clubs appearing twice in your 43rd year. You've got the Six of Diamonds appearing once and the Six of Hearts appearing once. So you've got a lot of karmic things that are going to happen in your 43rd year, you know, just kind of those, like, you're on the train track and things are going to happen. You know, and like I say, going into your 44th year, you're going to have that. You've got a Six of Hearts the whole year. On your 45th year, you come back to a Four of Spades. Yeah, as your long range. So it's like, you know, you're going to go through some major shifts, you know, in the next couple of years. And of course, 45th year, they, you know, the mundane world calls it the midlife crisis, that kind of thing. So it's really one of those things where, you know, you're going to shift, you're going to change, and people, you know, some of your old time friends are going to go, wow, what happened? It's like, we're not sure we know you anymore. You know? And you are, I mean, sometimes it's that radical of a change where people go, holy moly, is the old you in there anywhere? You go, yeah, it's in there somewhere. You know? But it's up an octave. Oh, yeah. Is this making any sense?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And I'm hoping...
Do you rock with the angel's girlfriend?
Do I talk to them?
Do you rock with them? Meaning, do you relate to them? Do you look for them in your life? Do you know,
yeah.
I always, okay. Because what they showed me really was, and I think for some reason I thought I said this, but maybe I didn't, they would like you to get a set of angel cards. Do you have them?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you need to go to Amazon.com now that I'm going to tell you. Like, I'm talking to you like I would talk to, you know, you could get them anywhere you want. There's metaphysical shops, there's everything. But the reason they're showing to me, and it's so funny, I'm not a relator to angel card decks. I have five of them. I gave three away. I keep two. One is the Archangel, and they're showing me Michael, Archangel Michael. So most likely look at the Archangel deck or look at just like Daily Oracle. But, or you know, Doreen Virtue does them. There's other ones that do them that I see, beautiful cards. Go and start looking at the pictures. And what they're telling me to tell you to do is it's so innocuous, meaning that everybody loves angels. Just look at them, read the book. I think you throw three cards down. I'm talking to you while they're showing me, so you've got to pardon me. But, you know, they throw, every day you can pick up a card and throw it down and read the meaning of it. What they're saying is that your friends that you have will love it. So that is a way to, like, become metaphysical in a very short period of time and really start tapping into anything that you can get from the universe. But they're showing me angel cards. And your friends and even family that really wouldn't will love these cards. And you can say, hey, I just got an angel deck. I'm going to throw some angel cards. Let's see what you've got coming. And what they said is soon you're going to get really good at reading those angel cards. And you won't need the book. You'll just know by looking at the picture. And that's how they would love you to get into metaphysics.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of that?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever thought of getting into metaphysics? Or are you into metaphysics?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel it. And your grandmom's telling me that it runs in the family. But that you probably don't know that, maybe, because maybe they didn't talk about it.
Yeah, she had intuition. Yeah, my mom has some of it, too.
Okay, and how do they feel about, are they open, like, metaphysically, or do they just feel like they have a sixth sense?
It's like a sixth sense.
Okay, well, this is what they're telling me. Because people are afraid of it. You know, I don't know why, because hopefully I'll be on TV or radio and nobody will be afraid of it. But I love metaphysics. And so I'm going to, like, throw this down your throat, because I believe that you've got more than intuition. But the intuition that you have, use with the angel cards. It'll make you comfortable. Your mom will love it, actually. And your grandma will help you, is what she said. So go resonate with a deck. I mean, you don't have to do it now if you don't want to, but that's the way they say you're going to be talented quickly.
Okay.
Do you feel like that would be something that you could do?
I could try that, as something on the side.
Well, you wouldn't. I'm not saying charge for it or work for it, because you're not going to be able to do that, okay, because not for a long time. But what they're saying is when you get those cards and you start resonating with them, it'll open you up even further. It'll open you up to the angels that will help you open the other gifts that you have, and your intuition will become even that much stronger.
Okay.
Okay, and then there's nothing to be afraid of. You've got the angels with you. So, and everybody loves angel cards. I mean, I see them all over, even in, like, Hallmark. They have angel cards, angel sayings. So, get the card deck, because you have to learn how to throw the angel cards. You shuffle them. You have to put your energy in them. And you're going to be able to do this for other people. You'll start with your family, your friends. They're all going to love it. Somebody will call you and say they had a bad day. And then you'll say, oh, let me get the angel cards and see what they have to say for you. I see you doing this. So I don't know whether it's soon, whether it's this year, but your grandmom's, like, really happy, you know, that I'm telling you this. So
okay.
Try it.
Okay.
Okay, and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, listen, have a fabulous day. Yeah, are you through, Kelly, or did I give you enough chance, or are you still talking?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what I got for it. It's like I hope she'll call back after her birthday, and it's like we'll do the whole readout for the year, and it's like see what's coming up.
Well, you know what her grandmother said. You know what your grandmother said is give yourself a deck of angel cards for your birthday.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck, and call us. I know that there'll be plenty of people in chat that would tell you how to use them, because I know that a lot of people love angel cards. So if you do need, take a look at them. You have the personality, I can feel it, that you're very introspective. You will look at those cards, and they'll either resonate with you or they won't. So you need to feel them, touch them, look at them. I don't know that you can do that if you're not at a metaphysical store, but if you get to, like, a bookstore and they're closed, look at the card on the front and the back they're showing me, and you will be able to know whether you resonate, because there's a million decks. Just, you know, pull up angel card decks. In fact, you can also, they're showing me, you can go onto the internet and they have angel card deck readings via the internet. So I don't know how you look that up. Maybe Kelly can tell you, but you can actually see the angel cards and you could pick one. And then it tells you the meaning. So you can resonate with certain decks just so that you can. I would try the Archangels. I would try Daily Oracle. And then there's several other ones. Okay.
The other thing that is coming through here is you've got a lot of your own intuition, and I will say, really, you're being advised to listen to your own inner sense, listen to your gut, listen to your heart, listen to your head, you know, listen to that feeling in the pit of your stomach, okay? Because you've got really, really, really good intuition.
Yeah.
Like, if you follow the advice that you get, things turn out well, and if you don't, they don't. So it's like always follow your intuition, because it won't lead you wrong.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've gotta say goodbye because my computer is dying again. I don't know what's going on. It's a brand new computer, and I have 1 second left. So please let us know how it goes. And I don't want you to spend the money, you know, that unnecessarily, but they are showing me that. Just go and Google all the different decks before you actually purchase one. And like I hear from your grandmother, because you're introspective, meaning that you take everything in, and you pretty much can feel it, start looking before you buy. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Okay, Kelly, I am going to tell you that I am going to shut down. We have a minute, so hopefully it'll last a minute. I want everybody to know in chat, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for liking the show. And thank you so much. Oh, Maggie, you know I love you. Thank you. Thank you for everybody that even tries to call in, because sometimes I can't. So, everybody, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for even wanting to be here and listening to us. Susan and I are going to continue on Monday and Tuesday with our reincarnation and why we're here show. Also on Monday, no, it's Tuesday. I'm sorry. Tuesday we have Tammy Jones. She is a clairvoyant reader. She is spot on. Even though I love myself and I love Susan, I love Kelly, I love Ron, I love Maggie, everybody that's with us, and I love everybody that even comes here. This girl's spot on. Give her a call. She's coming Tuesday at 1:00. And then Thursday at 1:00, I've got a mother and daughter team that'll knock your socks off. One's a medical intuitive, and the other one is just plain old intuitive because she's from old school. She's even created boards. She's created some of the tools we use with to do metaphysics, and that is Annabelle and her daughter Brenda, and they are both Susan's relatives. She's from a long generation, as she always tells you. She's from that third generation. There you go. There they are. So we've got a great next week coming up. And Kelly, I love you. Thank you so much. You always rock, and I will see you. I need to talk to you because tomorrow we've got to talk about tomorrow. So everybody have a great day. We have Laura Pierrette coming tomorrow. Healer, language of light. Thank you. Yes.
That's great work tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. That's what I'm
getting off, but I'll call you. I'm getting off because I'll call you.